A Maricopa County Superior Court judge has ruled a 2017 state law on campaign finance is unconstitutional. The measure had created exceptions to reporting requirements on campaign spending and took away some of the powers of the voter-created Citizens Clean Elections Commission. With us now to talk about what the ruling means and what's next for the case is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Hey, Howie.
Good morning.
So what exactly did the judge say about this law?
Judge said the fact is that the Citizens Clean Elections Act was approved by voters in 1998, and that included a whole set of powers to go ahead and enforce campaign finance laws, to set some rules, to decide in some cases what is in fact a campaign contribution that has to be reported. The legislature went off and said, well, wait a second, we want to protect the free speech rights of people to make anonymous contributions. We want to give some more exceptions. And the judge said, well, you can only go so far because of the fact that this is voter protected. And you didn't take it back to the voters. So the judge left intact some of the things, including that whole dark money issue where groups can give and not disclose their donors. But what the judge said is that the Clean Elections Commission still has the power to enforce the requirement that at least those groups disclose the money they've spent. The judge said the legislature can't take away the power of the Clean Elections Commission to say that you have to report when you've given somebody legal help. And overall, the real key is that the judge confirmed the authority of the Clean Elections Commission to enforce campaign finance laws, not only against publicly funded candidates, but it involves all candidates. And that's crucial because the Clean Elections Commission has been a lot more aggressive about doing this than, quite frankly, the Secretary of State's office.
I want to ask you, it's interesting you mentioned the Secretary of State's office, because this law, when it was in the legislature, was not supported by Democrats. And as it turns out, it seems that the impact of the law might have actually helped a Democrat win the Secretary of State's office.
Oh, there's certainly a lot of issues in there in terms of the ability to give to political parties. This is one of the loopholes that was created in there that the judge said is unfair. Right now, if you want to give a bunch of money to the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, you can do that. And the Democratic Party or the Republican Party then can coordinate with its candidates to spend money on their behalf without disclosing how much they're spending. I won't call it laundering, but let's just say there may be a wash and spin cycle in there somewhere. So you've got the question of, why are we hiding this particular kind of trickle down with the finances? And the judge said, no, this is within the power of the Clean Elections Commission, and the political parties cannot coordinate with candidates and do this kind of expenditures without disclosing, in fact, that they spent. And we know there was money spent. You saw the ads for Mark Brnovich and Doug Ducey that were paid for by the Arizona Republican Party. You saw the ads for Katie Hobbs for Secretary of State that were paid for by the Arizona Democratic Party. And under the way the legislature adopted the law, you couldn't tell how much money went into either of those.
Now, Howie, you mentioned that the judge sort of affirmed the authority of the Clean Elections Commission in some of these areas. Can you contrast that for us with some of the authority that voters took away from the Clean Elections Commission when they approved Prop 306 just a few weeks ago?
Prop 306 dealt with two issues. The issue that everyone advertised was, are you going to allow candidates to spend their money with political parties for certain expenses? That became the sort of red meat for people to aim at. The real key about Prop 306 is it said that the commission's rules are subject to review by the governor's regulatory review council, which is controlled by people appointed by, ta-da, the governor, who has never been a fan of public financing and never been a fan of disclosure. This does not immediately affect any rules that they have now, but it means that any future rules that they want to enact about dark money or anything else have to go through the Regulatory Review Council. Now, because of the fact Prop 306 was approved by voters, there's no voter protection question in there. And so the Governor's Regulatory Review Council would, in fact, have the power to veto future changes that the Clean Elections Commission wants to make.
Now, Howie, lastly, before we let you go quickly, safe to say this ruling will be appealed? Have we heard anything about that?
Well, I put in a call to the Secretary of State's office, and I think they've got one foot out the door, quite frankly, but I'm pretty sure there'll be some sort of appeal. on this. We know that the Republican-controlled legislature, you know, doesn't like the Clean Elections Commission or the rulemaking authority. So my guess is somebody is poring over it this morning and going to find some way to say, no, the judge was incorrect.
All right. That's Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, as always, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Good to talk to you. Does this mean I didn't win the $3,000 gift card?
Sorry, not today.
Oh, well.